This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 24th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Maureen Downes has been re-elected as the chair of the NFA Board of Directors. Also, Don Thompson of J.P. Morgan is to serve as vice chair. Also elected to two-year terms as public directors were Michael C. Dawley of Bluefin Partners, LLC, Douglas E. Harris of Promontory Financial Group, LLC, Ronald S. Oppenheimer, Todd E. Petzl of Offit Capital Advisors, LLC, and Michael R. Schaefer. There is a difference of opinion in London over SPACs, with the FT editorial board telling its readers why London should resist the SPAC craze, and former London Stock Exchange CEO Xavier Rolet and Matt Elliott, Vote Leave co-founder, saying London should be the center of SPAC revolution. It's amazing how little publicity Beans in the Teens is getting. Prices at the CBOT CME soybean futures are roaring, with March 2021 beans rallying over $2 since the beginning of December 2020. Symphony's David Gurley has been trapped in Hong Kong by the travel restrictions since October of 2020. He said he hopes to be able to get back to his family and France in April if things open up. He uses video conferencing to have every lunch and dinner with his family back in France. I will have more about David in an upcoming story. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and support our GoFundMe campaign. Boy, Square really seems to be going all in on Bitcoin. Square, the payments platform created by Twitter founder Jack Dorsey, has reportedly bought 3,318 Bitcoin, or $170 million worth. Square also recently reported that its Cash App sold $1.76 billion worth of Bitcoin to its customers in the last quarter of 2020. And sold a total of $4.57 billion over the course of 2020, generating about $97 million in gross profits from Bitcoin alone, $41 million of which came from fourth quarter of 2020, Matt Rabel reported. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Don't forget to register for FIA Boca V! The conference is virtual this year. It's your opportunity to participate in one of the industry's leading conferences. Go to www.fia.org to register. We have a new video in our Path to Electronic Trading series. This one of Peter Fredrickson. Peter Fredrickson was with OM in Sweden when they offered the first electronic trading platform. He later worked for Cinnober, which was one of the many firms to be spun out of OM over the years, along with TriOptima and Orc, which is now Itiviti. To view this video, find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the press release from the NFA. NFA Board of Directors re-elects Maureen C. Downes to serve as chair. At its February meeting, NFA's Board of Directors re-elected Maureen C. Downes, Philip Capital Inc., to serve a one-year term as chair. The board also re-elected Tom Thompson, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company to serve as vice chair. My comment, the brilliant Maureen Downes gets another term. Good choice. Here is a story from Bloomberg. France's latest plan to save business has Europe intrigued. The country is resurrecting a financial instrument introduced in 1978. Other governments on the continent are watching. Emmanuel Macron's government is digging deep into its policy toolbox to find ways to transform the economy back to normality and fulfill the president's pledge to support business and workers, whatever the cost. A plan being prepared in Paris would deploy state guarantees to back 20 billion euros, or $24 billion, of so-called participative loans. My comment, I like innovation. What is this? Here's another story from Bloomberg. Isolated bored employees could use a little TLC these days. There are things bosses can do to make workers feel valued and connected. When people say they've hit a pandemic wall, they're sometimes talking about all the dishes they're doing, the hard pants that they haven't worn in months, and the same stupid walk they take every day. But the conversation is mostly about work. It's critical that companies help meet employees' baseline psychological needs. Our stability experts say depends on having control over our days, as well as a sense of belonging, purpose, and growth. In normal times, we meet those needs through interactions with coworkers, neighbors and romantic partners, family members, friends, and exercise buddies. Our current dependency on roommates and Zoommates means our minds, which are constantly monitoring for these external inputs, can feel starved, says organizational psychologist Lydia Woodyatt, an associate professor at Flinders University in Adelaide, Australia, who runs a popular corporate workshop on psychological needs and the workplace. Matt Rabel says, it's important in times like these to take care of yourself. Do little things to make your day a little easier, even if it's as simple as adding a little extra scoop of sugar in your coffee one morning. Here are your top three most read stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was The Beach Bum Who Beat Wall Street and Made Millions on GameStop from The Ringer. Note, this story is filed under gambling. Second was The Wall Street Journal's As Wall Street Migrates to Florida, Hedge Funders Move to Offload Manhattan Homes. Quote from a real estate agent. What's there to do in Florida? It's great if you're a golfer or if you want to play tennis, but it's a cultural wasteland. Third was CNBC's Flat Out False, Ken Griffin says Citadel doesn't use personal information from retail traders. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 201,035,407 pages viewed. There are 25,471 pages on the site, and there have been 230,649 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.